Let's talk about the idea of long-term sitting meditation without moving. This is not only painful and potentially harmful to someone with any body, emotional, or psychological issues, it turns meditation into real drudgery. We're told this creates discipline. But if it's torture that you can't adjust in your seat or scratch your nose, sneeze, cough, or use the bathroom, will you adhere to meditation? No, I imagine not, and not many people will. I certainly wouldn't, and I've been doing this for 33 years. There ends up being a kind of martyrdom attached to meditation, a suffering for the greater good. There's no need for that. Find a comfortable seat or walk a path slowly without speaking, or stare at the sky and count your breaths. You're going to find this a pleasant experience and want to do it again because you benefited instead of fought through the entire session. Yes, some days it will be a task, a bit of a task to meditate, or a real task to meditate, mostly because you have a list of things in your head you'd rather be doing or need to do. Those things will still be there in 5, 10, or 20 minutes. I'd rather feel better or at least a bit more peaceful after sitting for 5 minutes or doing my garden walking meditation than being in pain the next day from an unyielding practice. You want to be in the mindset of wanting to meditate for ongoing and long-lasting effects, not avoiding it. This is Kaz with Brain Hug Meditation. Thanks for listening. You take care.